Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
So somebody is gathering the crew. They're all getting together. But will one person, one individual who's been a topic of conversation be there? We will discuss coming up in just a couple of moments from now. Yeah, LeVar, what's happening?
No, I'm saying that it was you.
No.
We're getting the gang back together, but would Jonas be there?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm always here. Come on. You know me.
You
know, well,
I got you. We've hung at the bar before. We've partaken in that activity together, but you weren't there.
I mean, you and I hung out at a bar. It was just in Las Vegas, and we were watching people fall down the escalator.
Yeah, weren't you guys working, though, technically during that time?
Yeah.
We technically were working.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're hanging out then.
We were not at a bar. We were not hanging out. In fact, the night we could have hung out and talked at a bar and, you know, partaken in a couple cocktails, he didn't go. He disappeared.
Fruit!
Listen.
Yeah, fruit cocktail.
As I learned earlier, I was discovering my place on the totem pole there, LeVar. So.
Yeah, but we also discovered that maybe the bottom is the spot to be.
It is.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Careful.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we get that in the back.
The perfect place.
Make sure we got all that. We'll go ahead and F8 that and put that together.
Yeah.
See
the drop for later.
That is
one of those fart drops, Roberto.
Yeah, it's
there we go. The real violent one, though.
Brady loves them. That's a kazoo, by the way. That's not even a fart. All right, so we're going to take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific here on FSR. Now, did you guys see the news yesterday there? Obviously, the Deshaun Watson conversation. There was a report from Josine Anderson of CBS Sports HQ who reported that the NFL is scheduled to meet with Deshaun Watson this week. The league declined comment on it, so we get to wait to see what the if they're going to hand down some punishment, because there's that'll come soon.
If they declined comment, aren't you just like, okay, so you're meeting with them?
Yes, exactly.
It's you might as well just say you're meeting with them, because everyone's going to assume once you say, oh, we don't want to comment on that matter at this time. It's like, okay, dork. Like, just admit it. We all know now. Like, oh, I plead the fifth. Oh, so you probably, I mean, that's what everyone's thinking, is they're like, yeah, you're pleading the fifth, not because you don't want to make yourself sound guilty. It's because, well, you probably were. Probably was some wrongdoing.
Brady,
there.
You work with Josina.
Yeah.
It's not like she gives out false information.
No, she's dialed in. She knows then she knows. Trust me. Like, she's a very, very, very good insider.
So that, you know, is out there, and we're waiting to see what the timeline is going to look like. But we do have a timeline on when the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson are going to be getting together, because he is treating the offense to a trip in the Bahamas this weekend. How about it? Everybody's getting together. Deshaun and the whole offense getting together in the Bahamas. Mary Kay Cabot, of the Cleveland Plain Dealers, yeah, she did a report that Baker Mayfield is unlikely to make the trip, which is a bummer for everybody.
I almost feel like she's trolling him
of
now.
Of course. You know, like, of course. By the way,
he is still on the roster.
It is a free vacation in Bahamas, right?
By the way, did you see one of the comments?
Sure, Baker wouldn't mind giving.
One of the comments underneath Mary Kay Cabot's tweet was somebody's like, "Is Deshaun going to provide extra towels?"
Or is he going to bring his own?
He's going to bring his own.
With his name on it.
And listen, for those that don't know, Baker Mayfield had some commentary to Mary Kay Cabot, basically tried to clown her for some of her reporting, which has actually turned out to be pretty accurate herself.
Yeah.
And so she was, you know, probably taking a little bit of a swipe at him there. But, you know, it's too bad. I mean, lost opportunity, Baker Mayfield going to the Bahamas. Now, is Deshaun Watson, how awkward is it going to get if he finds out while in the Bahamas working out with the offense that he, in fact, is going to be suspended for a few games this upcoming season? Like, is that going to be
awkward? Now's the time? I mean, is there a lull in the news cycle where the NFL's like, you know what, we can't let this thing stop. The NBA finals are getting closer and closer. Let's just drop another bomb on everyone so everyone's talking about the NFL again.
Okay, what's the next big NFL event? I mean, the schedule's been dropped. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo trade?
Training camp.
Yeah, so we need something.
Going to happen.
Something in the next 6 weeks has got to happen.
Oh, something will happen in the next 6 weeks.
So you think that's when they'll drop the news that Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended?
Is or is not, yeah.
Yeah. And now if we are betting on – if we set over-under 4.5 games, Deshaun Watson gets suspended, what are we thinking?
Is this before appeal or after?
Before.
Over.
Oh, it's tough.
Six
feels right, just for the sheer magnitude of the number of accusations. And I guess when you look through the history of the NFL, there's been like not only less accusations, and I don't know how much evidence they have, if any, as far as what took place, but there's been even less, and guys have been suspended for games.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say over, but I do think that four. Sounds like it could be that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Six negotiated down to four.
Yeah.
Just if they said four because they don't have anything, you know?
Yeah. It's so now we get to see how that plays out. But then that's why, you know, I think Brady, you pointed this out. And so I went looking on a little bit of a hunt. Hey, can I find a season win total on the Browns anywhere? Nope. Not on DraftKings, at least. I went on DraftKings. No season win total is up for the Cleveland Browns, which just goes to show you nobody's willing to offer up anything until they know for certain whether or not Deshaun's going to be there the whole season.
I don't think that's technically true.
Well, I mean, our friends at DraftKings, I went to
that particular book maybe, but
and there's some others that are maybe provide some of that. But would you feel comfortable betting on a win total, not knowing whether or not he's going to be there for?
I had to do this yesterday. I had to kind of give out advice, and here's the reality. And so the win total that I saw was 9.5 for the Browns, and I took the under.
Thank you.
Because I don't know. There's too much uncertainty. If the suspension happens, it's going to happen at the start of the season. If you look at their schedule, as I talked about earlier, there's some easy games to get through in the beginning. Those are layups. Those are ones that you might even say with a backup they might win. But because of that, and because of the fact that, look, the Bengals aren't a doorstep anymore. They're not only back to being a perennial playoff contender, they're back to being a Super Bowl contender with what they showcased last year. So that's a difficult task. Obviously, Baltimore with Lamar is probably odds-on favorite to win the division, or at least up there. You know, Pittsburgh, great defense. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. you got to see where this thing goes with a rookie quarterback or Mitchell Trubisky and how this offense, you know, evolves from there. But that's not an easy task either. So, you know, there's six of your games. That's not including, you know, any of those beginning games like I talked about. I don't think they have any divisional games outside of that third week versus Pittsburgh when you look at their first five or six games. You know, that's about it. So it's going to be a difficult road if he does get suspended. And even then, like, he had a great statistical year his last year playing a couple years ago.
But they didn't win.
They were 4-12, yeah. Like, they weren't even a great football team. So I don't know how he's going to assimilate into it and what it's all going to look like. But until we get further clarity, I think I picked him to be like 7-10 in that conference.
Which I think
– Excuse me.
Yeah, I think that's high too. They might win six or five games. I mean, I just look at this Cleveland team and you just don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, they had the opportunity to kind of build on what they did a year prior to this past season. And they fell horribly flat on their faces. And it's like, I'm with you on the idea of thinking like, you obviously clearly think that Deshaun Watson is your missing link. If we have a Deshaun Watson, we're going to go here. We'll win this many games. But I just wonder, I'm curious as to what you're basing that off of. You know, I know you got a good offensive line. And you know, when healthy, it's one of the best in the game. We know they got a good running attack. We know that. But they still have to improve on how they're playing defense. There's still question marks there. And you got to get better quarterback play. Now, if you're going to get better quarterback play from Deshaun Watson when he gets back, so assuming, let's just say for a worst-case scenario, it is a six-game suspension, and they got to go six games, which is basically almost the first quarter of the year. I mean, a little bit into the second quarter. Is he really going to be able to acclimate and facilitate at that high of a level and one of the tougher divisions to do it in? I mean, we made mention of this before. Deshaun Watson had some gaudy numbers, but look at who he was doing it against. You know, you're going to see a stout, like, maybe Pittsburgh won't be an elite level team this year. Maybe they're trying to figure it out this year, but their defense is going to be good. And you're going to have to see that defense. Baltimore is going to be on a bounce-back situation. Their defense is going to be good. Cincinnati, their defense is going to be good. So within the division, you're just thinking that, okay, this is Deshaun Watson. He's going to come in and he's going to make us a winning team, more so than Baker Mayfield. They may have terribly misjudged and misread the – you know, the value of what Deshaun Watson is bringing in terms of how they're going to compete and how they may win in the North.
Yeah, it just feels like add Deshaun Watson and then we're all good here. Throw him the $230 million guaranteed and then we're good. We just move forward. And it's like, man, you look at the AFC, I said it, you know, when they started announcing opponents, you know, they've got the extra road game on the 17-game schedule. They've got the extra road game this year. I don't think they're making the playoffs. And if he missed time and he misses six or four games, like you guys pointed out, I don't think they're making the playoffs. And then I just wonder, is all of a sudden Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat? Because there were some conversations about it last year. Like, how much time are we going to give Kevin Stefanski? They had the one good year, but then last year was a downturn. I wonder, you know, who starts to feel the heat there, if it's just Deshaun Watson because he got the money. I don't know. Feels like it's
the person who borrowed him in that's going to feel the heat of that.
And I don't know that's Stefanski, right? That's Paul DePodesta. That's Andrew Berry. That's, you know, their front office who signed off on that. I mean, they took on that risk. And I'm sure, you know, Jimmy Haslam probably played a role too. And he plays a role in everything there, you know, from firing coaches to, you know, even how some of this stuff has been handled. But, I mean, let's be real. Between their front office and Jimmy Haslam, someone better be accountable.
Yeah.
Like someone better own up to it. Because you just gave this dude $250 million, and it's not to be a playoff team in Cleveland. It's to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's what that contract is about. And so here you go. Like, we'll see what happens this year and moving on the next couple of years, but they better win. Otherwise, it's going to go down as one of those moves that's continued to, you know, be the baggage that is the Jimmy Haslam ownership there in Cleveland.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So, you remember when Bill Cowher left the Steelers? He resigned in 2007, and then he became a studio analyst for CBS. He's been there 15 years.
Love,
you know, 15
Cowher.
Years. Yeah, it's awesome. Super Bowl winning head coach. Great time. Recent member of the Hall of Fame. Like, but he's been an analyst now as long as he was a head coach in the NFL. So he's been there 15 years.
It's crazy to think it's been that long.
I know.
Like, I still recall Bill Cowher's scowl. Remember, he'd be like, there'd be like spit coming out of his mouth. He'd just be giving a mean look to someone.
I mean, how many people remember that he was on Marty Schottenheimer's staff with the Cleveland Browns back
crazy.
In the day? Brady's
that was
Cleveland
an
Browns.
Unbelievable staff, though.
Yeah.
It was.
Those were your Cleveland Browns.
That's the Brown. Honestly, that's the Browns I remember. And in all seriousness, that's the Browns I remember.
Everyone. That's everyone's Browns. Yeah.
The what was it, 88, 89, the games against Denver in the AFC title game? Like the one they did a documentary where they interviewed players from that game, like Carl Mecklenburg and Bernie Kosar and all these guys from the game in Cleveland. And I remember watching it feeling awful for Browns fans. Like, just a heartbreaking, the drive.
Ernest Biner.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was the next year, I think. Yeah, that was rough.
That was my man right there.
Yeah.
That is my guy, by the way.
But he did want to
– Brady keeps calling me out like I'm talking about people in past tense like they're gone. Ernest Biner is my guy.
Ernest Biner also.
He was my guy when he was a coach. He was a coach in Washington.
Who are you just talking about? Oh, Phil Jackson.
Yeah, like, Phil Jackson.
He was a good man.
He was a renaissance.
What?
He was a renaissance, dude.
TP went up in flames.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, like what
it
happened
did.
There?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Gosh so, darn TP.
Do you guys think now that Sean Payton, that Sean Payton is a new studio analyst with Fox? That news came out yesterday. I think everybody expected this was going to happen, but now Sean Payton, he is a Super Bowl champion like Bill Cowher. He just resigned with the New Orleans Saints. Now he's going to be a Fox studio analyst. So I'm assuming he's going to be here 15 years, right? I mean, that's going to happen, just much like Bill Cowher.
I personally think he'll be one and done. And not because he won't be good. I think he'll be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just think he'll be too demanded by whether it's Dallas, depending on how things. I mean, let's be real. What does Dallas need to do in order to keep their fans, Jerry Jones, more importantly, happy, or that Mike McCarthy is doing a good job? Because I look at it and go, I kind of feel like it's get to a Super Bowl. Like I kind of feel like we're getting to that point, and we've quickly forgotten how much momentum was behind Dan Quinn potentially getting a head coaching job. Now he's staying, but maybe there's a thought he'd be a guy, and then you've got Sean Payton out there. I feel like Jerry Jones is obviously closer to the end, and he wants to see a Super Bowl, he wants to see a championship, and if this year doesn't go well, you know, he'd be looking to say, all right, who can I get in here to get us to the next level, a la how the Denver Broncos handled John Fox and Gary Kubiak, where they go, you know, we like John Fox. He did a lot of good stuff. We got to a Super Bowl with him, but it wasn't good enough. We needed a guy like Gary Kubiak to help us get over the top.
That's a good point. If Dallas were to win a playoff game, like say they win a playoff game, but they lose, you know, in the, you know, the divisional round, I could see them walking away from Mike McCarthy. 100%. Even an improvement on last year.
People were having that conversation this offseason. I mean, so the potential of it's there. I mean, it is certainly there. And it's interesting because there is this overwhelming storyline that is always connected to Jerry Jones getting that elusive Super Bowl and getting it so he can say it's his. It's been so long. The story has continued on for so long. I just start to wonder, has Jerry Jones changed his, or has it evolved what his true intentions are for this team? Is it more to create enterprises and to have many, many layers of success with his franchise and with the brand that he's built to be such a strong brand? Or is it really indeed to win the Super Bowl? I just wonder, because at some point when you've lost as much as he's lost, or in terms of come up short of getting a Super Bowl would be better, because he hasn't lost. I mean, they just haven't won Super Bowls. I just wonder, do you adjust, do you adapt how you approach it? I mean, I know there's the ultimate pursuit of if you have a team, that's what you want to do is win the Super Bowl. But it just seems like it's so much more pronounced for Jerry Jones to win the Super Bowl more than anyone else. And I just wonder if that's a narrative that has continued to grow and has moved into present days, but might not even be what his main focus is. I just wonder, you know.
I wonder. I also think he knows the end is near. I think,
when you're saying the end, you're saying like out of here, like
gone. I think that's part of the reason why he got emotional last year when he was at Cowboys camp in Oxnard. He got emotional talking to the media, and I think it's because he realized it was gone for a year. They didn't have that training camp and Cowboy experience where they go out to California, and I think he looks at it and says, maybe I'm not ever going to win a Super Bowl again. Maybe 96 was it, and Barry Switzer was it, and this is just going to be what it's going to be. And because they keep looking for answers, and they stayed loyal to Jason Garrett, and then Mike McCarthy shows up, and they lose in that playoff game, and there's all the rumors with Dan Quinn.
And now it's the team that's next. Be clear on that. The team is next. So you lost Amari Cooper this year. I'm not even going to go crazy on some of the other – you know, guys that have moved on. I don't know that Randy Gregory was that big of a, you know, in terms of historical figure on the team. He's a good ball player for them. But, I mean, this team, you lost Lyle this year. This team here is not going to stay together much longer. So you're going to have to start figuring out what are you going to do with this team personnel-wise in the next, year or two? Like, I mean, you got to figure, what are you going to do with Ezekiel Elliott? Are you going to continue to pay all of that? What are you going to do with Dak Prescott? At some point, he's going to want to redo his contract or you're maybe not wanting to stay with him. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with this roster?
I think that's a great point. At some point, and we've talked about this, it goes from, hey, it's Mike McCarthy, you know, he's not good enough, to then Dak Prescott. Like, if they move on from Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton is the hire, an offensive mind, and they can't get it done, then the pressure then moves to Dak Prescott. And is he good enough? Are we going to start looking at him like, hey, they've hit their ceiling, they've hit their cap, and that's not a Super Bowl? Like, that's the reality of how this whole thing is going to play out, you know, as I think we move forward. But, again, going back to what I initially said, it's all about a Super Bowl to me, because I think otherwise you're going to see some of the pressure that's put on – you're going to see all the pressure put on Mike McCarthy this year if they don't achieve that, because you've got not even one option, you've got multiple options. I assume their defense is going to be legit again. And so it's going to be fun to watch what happens. They should win the division. When you look at their schedule and the rest of the NFC, I don't know past that. You know, it's tough to feel confident that they're going to be able to do what it's going to take to win a Super Bowl.
So what are we saying?
I don't think they're going to win the NFC East this year. I don't think they are.
Who do you got?
I think Philly's going to do it.
Okay.
I think Philly is going to be a much – like, we watched how Dallas's defense went from, you know, needing and wanting to being a really, really good defense, a formidable group. I think Philly – first of all, Philly's defense is already good anyway. Their running attack is already good anyway. They just addressed in the highest form and fashion the area that was lacking. So all you need is really your quarterback to show up and be the quarterback that you need him to be. And I know that might be a big question, but you still have the personnel in place to be able to at least win the NFC East.
If you're correct and Philly wins the NFC East, to Brady's point, Mike McCarthy's getting fired.
I was about to say, here comes Sean.
Well, unless they go on a run as a wild card team.
But on a wild card team on the road, they're going to be an underdog, so they're going to be projected to lose. If they lose in that first round, he's gone. Like,
now, what
happens? I don't even think it's a debate.
What happens if Sean Payton, this all plays out, Sean Payton comes in and he doesn't win the Super Bowl? I mean, is that the final frontier?
But he's a coach.
That's a hypothetical that's so far away.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Because here's the truth.
His end is near. So, I mean, what do you do?
Jerry Jones is.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. If his end is near, then what do you do if that doesn't work? Because it's like you keep trying. Like, I'm just looking at Washington, right? And maybe this is a $10 in the jar deal. But you have tried.
LeVar, it is.
You have tried so many coaching staffs.
Chalk them up.
You started off with North Turner. That didn't work. You tried Marty Schottenheimer. Didn't work. Now, you're talking about really, really successful coaches here. Then you go to Steve Spurrier. Didn't work. All right, then you go to coaching legend and Joe Gibbs. Doesn't work. Then you bring in – who came in after that? Was it Jim Zorn?
I don't know. I think we get the point, though.
Yeah, that's the – like, so I mean, the point is, at what point is it not – like, it, at some point, it's not the players because it, you got to blame something, but it can't be the players because it's been too many years, too many different players.
The difference is there's been a change in ownership. Like, that's the difference. There was a change in ownership, and the Washington success was even further back, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I feel like is the difference here is you're saying if you want to say, hey, Washington's been awful under Dan Snyder, I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you. Like, I think most people are like, yeah, we get it. And then now we're learning more about internally how it operates. The difference with this is like Jerry was there. Like Jerry's just living back in the 90s every year. Like he makes it seem like they've got a shot every year. And granted, they have a shot. They do. But as I've said before, like the team's become more about like him, his antics and the business. And now he's talking about how valuable the franchise is when he could sell for $10 billion. It's like, well, then sell for $10 billion to someone else who's not going to constantly be in the headlines and let it be your players and the play on the field and everything else and the success you're having. Like, there's no reason the Dallas Cowboys, with his resources, and even with a salary cap, by the way, like forget that for a second. Because you can get around that in some ways by paying out huge cash bonuses to be able to get some of the top talented players. And so they have the ability to do that. And yet, you know, they're still not having the success that I think a lot of people think they should have. Hey, how about this, Jonas? Look this up. I'd say Lee, but it might take a little while.
Oh,
but no, I'm just saying. Look for the last repeat winner of the NFC East.
Okay.
Look for the last – go through the NFC East, you know, history of winners. And you can't tell me that the Dallas Cowboys, as bad as the NFC East division has been, can't string together some back-to-back-to-back-to-back division titles?
Yeah.
There's
also let's go live to our stunning development.
Did he get it this fast?
I have got
Did
the
Lee
answer
actually
inside.
Do it this
Lee,
fast?
Lee, blow us away.
Eagles from 2001 to 2004.
Okay. Lee, clap, everybody.
So it's been, what, 18 years? It's been 18 years since we've had a repeat champion in the NFC East? An NFC East that was represented with a losing team a few years ago?
Viva Mexico.
Thank you, Gary.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's not that tough a division. The Patriots own the AFC East for two decades, and the Dallas Cowboys can't repeat in the past 18 years?
Yeah, it's
I mean, am I crazy right now? Like, I just
– No, you're
it's,
not.
With the resources they have, the division they play in, the talent they have, it is mind-boggling. And yet our focus is on everything else besides the lack of success on the field.
Yeah.
And remember, somos Cowboys.
Thank you. That's Jerry Jones, live from our affiliate in Ensenada, weighing in. So it's great to hear from Jerry. I mean, always.
That's almost the end. So it's great to hear from him.
I want me some glory help.
Oh, Jerry, come on.
I mean, you know.
You animal. All right.
When you're near the end, you want what you want.
Yes, you do. You got needs. Yeah. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Joe.
Hey,
Stocks
by the way, shouts out to your boy, the bus, man. I see he's a graduate of Notre Dame now, huh?
Hey, let me tell you something. Steph Curry went back to college. Jerome Bettis. I saw somebody else. I can't remember him. Brady Quinn started a trend here. Went back to school. Now, you know, he's adding on
different.
To his education.
Yeah, it's more addition, not like finishing.
Yeah, why don't you just let me ball wash
you?
Oh,
yeah,
here
yeah. You wax poetic.
Yeah, let me ball wash you on the air here. Right? I'm just saying, Brady Quinn, trendsetter, started a trend.
No.
I'm telling you, man. It's the truth.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
You know, college football's got this problem to where they roll out this week one schedule, and the week one schedule is fantastic, and it's all through Labor Day, and it's like 3-4 days of game after game after game. And then usually week two comes around, and it's like, it just kind of, we're left with the scraps. Thank God for Fox, because week two, baby, we got Bama, we got Texas from Austin, big noon kickoff, let's go. Brady Quinn, you fired up, man. We fired up to go to Austin. Come on,
yeah,
man. about damn time. Woo. Steve Sarkisian maybe some revenge on Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide at home.
Yeah,
probably. How about that?
Yeah.
So a little
getting a little revenge, bro.
A little Bryce Young in some Week 2 action. So
I just can't wait to watch him live and in person. Big fan of his play. Obviously, that was capitalized by his Heisman Trophy campaign. If Texas defense looks anything like it did last year, he'll get off to a great start this season there in Austin. Well, obviously, that'll be a game before that, but I don't think it'll hurt his case, if you know what I mean.
Now, are you going to be able to have a sit-down with him and tell him that you told everybody to bet on him to win the Heisman after watching his spring game? I mean, you've been on the Bryce Young bandwagon and running that thing before everybody.
Like, so. Yeah, which is ironic, too, because, you know, he's from Southern California. He went to Mater Dei, which is the high school of one Matt Leiner.
There it goes.
And yet I had to tell Matt, like, hey, he's going to win the Heisman. He might win two. He might be the best. So it was weird that then eventually Matt and then some of the other crew came on to realizing, oh, this kid's really good. I was like, yeah, I've been telling you this now for months, okay? So, yeah, I probably won't get that sit-down because I didn't win the Heisman. I'm not from Mater Dei. But, yeah, the record clearly states from the beginning of last year all throughout that I was already on the bandwagon carrying the flag. Yet, no one at Fox Sports. Do you want to know why? Because we have so many Southern Cal alums. No one gives me any credit. They're like, well, we'll just make sure to prop this up later on at some point in the season.
That's hateful.
It was. But well done. And 100% factual. 100% factual.
I mean,
there.
It was a hell of a call. I tell you, I heard him say it. I was like, wow.
Now, if Alabama, are we going to get the how long? So Texas will probably be in the top 25, I'm assuming, by then, because it's Texas and they always get the benefit of the doubt. Well, because it's Texas and they always get the benefit of the doubt early on. You know, they're back, hook 'em horns. But if Alabama's up by 20 at halftime, I mean, how many snarky Texas is back tweets are going to be sent out that you guys are going to have to deal with? Because that's going to be a pissed off fan base.
I think you can already say that now.
Yeah, it's you know, so that'll be some fun there.
I mean, but in all seriousness, why would Texas be ranked? They were 5-7 last year. They're
awful. I get it, but we've been hearing this every single year. Texas is back. Texas is back.
I don't think anyone, who's saying it right now? Who's saying Texas is back right now?
Well, there's a lot of hype out there.
At the end of the season, that last game, everybody was acting like Texas was back for some strange reason.
What, last year?
That was like
year?
The commentary of the last game
they
of this
like
past season. They
lost like five of the last six, and they beat Kansas State to finish the season. They weren't even bowl eligible.
Yeah. That last game, they were like, yeah, Texas is back. I don't know why.
They were,
but they were excited about it after that game. I remember watching it.
They have Quinn Ewers. They've got a lot of talent at wide receiver. As I've said this before, it's no different than Southern Cal. They've always been talented at quarterback and wide receiver. They have. They've had that. The difference, and LaVar's talked about this, it's in the trenches. It's the big boys up front on offense and defense. If you don't have those guys, you're not competing. Like, you're not competing. And by the way, check the math on this. Was there a Texas player drafted last year?
No. I'm not sure.
No. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Well, Earl Thomas has been in the news.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
What?
You know, that's a different issue when you really dig into it. That's not one to make fun of.
I'm just saying, like, we're talking about Texas alone.
Instead of talking about us, just keep us in y'all prayers.
Oof.
And stuff like this happens, bro.
I didn't play that. That was not me.
Oof.
By the way, I forgot about, Brady, to your point, I forgot that they gave up 57 to Kansas, Texas. I forgot about that.
Why again would they be ranked? Are we purely basing that off of Quinn Ewers being there and some wide receivers and whatnot?
It just feels like they're hyped up every year.
Like, Oklahoma is by far and away going to be the best team in that conference, and then they're going to move to the SEC, and then they'll both be somewhere in the middle of the pack.
Who's better next year at the end of the season, USC or Texas? Who's more back, quote-unquote?
USC, because the Pac-12's weak. I mean, it's USC should by far and away win the Pac-12. You can talk about Oregon all you want, whatever. It's USC's conference to lose.
I would tend to agree with that.
man.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that.
But that's going to be fun, man. And you guys will be on site there. And you've been to Texas before. Didn't you do, was it Oklahoma, Texas? Which one were you last time you were at
Texas?
Yeah,
but that's at the State Fairgrounds. That's at the Cotton Bowl.
So this is going to be in Austin, man.
Correct. Which I've been to Darrell K. Royal Stadium, I believe it's called.
And they're going to be getting after it, probably boozing up pretty good. Weather's still going to be nice early September. Well, it's you in an early September game. It'll probably be a torrential downpour and lightning.
Thanks for that.
Well, I'm just
saying, not calling the game. Okay. I'm not calling the game.
All right. I mean, you had a run there a couple years in a row.
Yeah. The common denominator was?
What's that?
Penn State. That's what it was. It was like every time I had a Penn State game, it was Michigan's Penn State the one time, and it was always something, but always a weather delay.
We are. We are, Lamar.
Yeah, that's what we are.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.